Today is an important deadline for recharacterizing 2009 Roth IRA conversions. I don't know either, but one man does know, and it's Ed Zirndorfer. He's a registered employee benefit consultant, and he joins us with details. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Amy.
Okay, so what is recharacterizing 2009 Roth IRA conversions, and why does it matter?
Well, let's just discuss how an individual goes about getting a Roth IRA in general. There are two ways an individual can get a Roth IRA. One, by contributing to one. Just go to a bank or credit union or a brokerage or your financial planner saying, I'd like to put money into a Roth IRA. When I say any individual, I mean I'm referring to an individual who has earned income or who is self-employed. They're getting a salary or they're generating a profit from the company. So they're eligible to contribute as much as $5,000 to a Roth IRA, $6,000 if they're age 50 or over as of the end of the year. So back in 2009, if an individual was working or was self-employed, they were able to put money into Roth IRA, contributing directly. However, when Congress created Roth IRAs 12 years ago, they imposed income limits regarding who can put money into it. If your income is too high, and it's really what is called your adjusted gross income, is too high, you're not allowed to contribute to a Roth IRA. And that would include quite a few people because it doesn't take much in terms of income to get over those limits. The other way an individual can get a Roth IRA is by taking an existing traditional IRA and converting it. When you convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, you have to pay tax on anything in the IRA that has never been taxed. For example, years ago, you may have contributed to what is called a traditional deductible IRA. You got a tax break up front, and now the IRA has grown in value. Nothing in that IRA has ever been taxed. You convert it, you have to pay the full tax. So that's the other way. It's called a conversion. Now, back in 2009, there were also limits on who could convert. If your adjusted gross income was less than $100,000, you were not allowed to convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. But as of January 1st, 2010, Congress removed the limits, and in this year, starting this year, anybody who wants to do a conversion can. Let's go back to 2009. Individual was eligible to convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. They did it, and now they discover that was not such a good idea. How did they discover it was not such a good idea? Let's take a specific example. Somebody had a $50,000 traditional IRA that they've never paid any tax on any of the money in that fund. And they converted it back in 2009, and they owe tax on the $50,000 they're converting, both federal and state tax. It's a lot of money. Now the value of that original $50,000 traditional IRA, this is after conversion, it's gone down to $20,000. So they're really paying tax on something that has gone down in value, and they say, I did a stupid thing. Well, you have an opportunity to correct that. It's called a recharacterization. When you recharacterize a Roth IRA conversion, what you're saying is, I really didn't want to do this. I'd like to just go back and keep it as a traditional IRA. Anybody who did a conversion in 2010 and 2009 has until October 15th, 2010, which is today, to call their IRA custodian saying, I just want to forget about it. Let's just recharacterize this IRA and pretend it never, and the conversion never happened. But today is the absolute deadline.
Okay, so to recap very briefly, the two ways to contribute to an IRA are to contribute or to convert. Turns out converting, not so smart for some people, so today is the day you can recharacterize that conversion and get it back to where it can be so you can make the most bang for your buck.
Absolutely, Amy. That's what it comes down to.
Okay, so let's apply this then to federal workers. Does this apply to them specifically too?
Not specifically, but they're part of the general public here who's able to contribute to Roth IRAs and to convert traditional IRAs to Roth IRAs because they have earned income. That's the bottom line. They are eligible to do this. But now they discover. Now a federal worker discovered, oh, I did this back in 2009, and I really regret that I did it because I'm really paying tax on something that's going down in value.
And Ed, we're talking with Ed Zirndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. Doesn't the Roth option generally work for better for people who expect their income to rise after they quit their job? Like if you're going to go to a better
speaking,
job.
If you expect to be, you expect to be in a higher marginal tax bracket somewhere down the line, in particular in retirement, you're much better off with a Roth than you are a traditional IRA, because with a traditional IRA, you're going to have to pay tax on the money coming out, at least on the earnings. With a Roth IRA, the word tax doesn't come into play because there are no taxes associated with a Roth IRA. There's no tax break when you put the money in, but most important of all, when you pull anything out of a Roth IRA, the money coming out is completely tax-free.
So now that today's deadline is here, it's today, what is it people need to do if they want to recharacterize that conversion?
They need to contact their IRA custodian today, saying, I want to recharacterize this conversion I did back in 2009. Because if you go past today, the IRS does not allow you to do this recharacterization. I just want to mention one other possibility here in terms of making it more this recharacterization in someone's favor. If somebody, in my example here, where they had a $50,000 IRA they converted to Roth IRA, now it's worth $20,000, and now they recharacterize it, and let's suppose that the IRA does not go up in value, it stays the way it is. The person can do what is called another conversion, but they'd have to wait of this new traditional IRA that they recharacterized. They can do another conversion on the same thing sometime after January 1st, 2011.
All right, sounds like a case for another show.
The advantage there would be the fact that now you'll pay tax on something that's much less than what you started with. If this IRA was originally worth $50,000, you converted it. Now you're changing your mind, you recharacterize
it's
worth $20,000. Then after January 1st, you can convert it, and now you'll pay less tax.